Today's intro is brought to you by Michael McDonald, not the real one.
Baby, we're talking about Aerie Horns on Grand Spring at Smash Jam.
Yep, we're back.
Uh-oh, back with Alex Miller. That's me.
And Rob.
That's you. You
that's me.
Beautiful son of a bitch. And who's that other guy?
Michael McDonald.
No. No.
Baby. How's it going?
Michael.
Grasping his trolls, baby.
Michael, I thought we put you back in your cage.
I got out of there.
Did somebody give him back his opposable thumbs?
I got the key.
Oh my God, he's got a key. Okay, well.
Who gave me that key?
Can you please go away? Can you please go away so that way our other co-host Matt can come through?
I'm always gonna be in your heart.
I feel that. That's
I don't.
Real.
I honestly don't feel him in my heart.
That felt nice. Actually,
I feel him in my loins, though.
I feel comforted knowing he's
I feel
there.
Him like deep within my asshole. Like a good dildo. Come on. I love. You guys, well, you know we're going to be talking about butt stuff this episode.
And
so
now
we're gonna...
I'm running away.
Oh, no. No, Michael McDonald. Oh, man.
That... Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, Matt's back.
Hey, wow. Did you guys see that? Who that guy who was running?
Yeah, he had
I don't know. Looked like Michael McDonald. He sang very well.
I think it was just a singer. I think it was just a less handsome Casey Anthony.
Dude, every episode you gotta bring
her up. Dude, I'm sorry that I gotta bring her up. I just have a huge crush on her.
Okay, well,
she's
I guess
pretty hot.
Yeah,
she's pretty hot.
And you know that you don't have to worry about kids with her, you know?
Right.
Even if you don't wear a condom.
You know? Either way.
Check.
Yep.
But then you have to go down to Florida to meet her, and that's kind of an X.
Ooh, yeah. That's a.
Yeah, sorry, Florida.
That's like.
Like, you have to take a poop.
Yeah.
And you're about, like, 30 minutes from your house, but it's happening now.
Yeah.
So you're driving by fast food restaurants, and you're like, which one?
Yeah, you're looking at
Chick-fil-A.
You have to choose one.
Wait, what are the options? Because if it's just any, Chick-fil-A.
I mean,
those Christians keep that bathroom clean and smelling like Jesus.
I would honestly pick Jimmy John's.
I would pick Jimmy John's.
Oh, because they have that personal bathroom.
Yeah, it's clean.
Yeah, and you can eat a sandwich while you do it. Nobody really cares.
Yeah.
By the way, do people know that we work at Jimmy John's?
No, I'm sure.
We haven't mentioned it.
I'm sure. I mean, there's context clues, so they'll pick it up.
Yeah.
We don't do
that. That wasn't very contextual, but
I have a feeling that our audience. I have a feeling that our audience, Chance Hibbs, is smart enough.
Why did you have to include a last name?
I'm sorry. H-I-B-B-S.
All right,
sorry.
While we're here. Hi, Chance.
Thanks for listening, buddy.
Thanks. Hey, thanks.
Thanks for the encouragement, guy.
Not Chance the Rapper. I wish it was, though. I wish you were Chance the Rapper.
Way to just be so nice and so rude at the same time.
Dude, it's called negging. I do it. I don't do it to women. I only do it to my guy friends.
All right. Shush your mouth. What's going on with you this week, Alex?
Dude, love is dead.
What's happening?
Love is dead.
Oh, that bad, huh?
Yeah, Kanye West is a Trump supporter, so.
Oh, yeah, I saw that today.
Yeah, love is dead.
What happened?
Dude, he fucking posted a picture of himself on Instagram wearing a Make America Great Again hat with, like, two old white dudes, and they're like, we love this black guy, or something like that.
Wow.
And he was like, and he came out, and he was like, I love Candace Owen, who's, like, this woman who, she's pretty much a black newscaster on Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
And, She's basically just a terrible person. She's like, Black Lives Matter doesn't have a foot to stand on because racial inequality and racial injustice isn't a thing. And then she sued Stanford.
Okay, this is
no, dude. Love is dead.
A little political.
Love is dead.
Let's just bury that one at Love is Dead, okay? We don't need to take sides here.
I'm just so mad at Kanye.
Hey, that's okay.
You're right, I got too political.
That's all right, buddy.
I'll save it for my tweets.
Maybe that super rich guy will eventually just hit you up and be like, hey, I'm so sorry about my mistakes.
Which super rich guy?
Listen, dude.
I heard your podcast.
I'm fucking really sorry.
Yeah, I heard your podcast,
if Kanye West comes up to me and
I
apologizes.
I felt so disappointed in myself. when I heard you talk about it.
I've loved you since graduation, Kanye. You've disappointed me greatly.
Here's this, Alex Miller. I've loved you for a long time, too. I'm speaking as Kanye.
Dude. Oh, what?
I'm channeling Kanye.
You're channeling Kanye?
I can see it, yeah.
Hey, how's Kim?
This fucking bitch.
What about that booty? What about Kim's booty?
It's fake.
Oh.
Fake as shit.
Oh, man. Dude, we did it. We talked about celebrities. Robert, how are you doing?
Oh, it's my turn.
Dude, you better.
Talk about more celebrities. I'm into this.
I'm not really into celebrities.
Yeah, how you doing, Ed Sheeran?
Oh! I swear to God, I'm going to shave my head. I'm over it. Anyway.
Then you'll just look like the woman from Doctor Strange.
You should make an upbeat acoustic song about how you're over it right now.
I'm over it, over it.
Shush. Anywho.
No, we have to find out how he's doing.
It's been going fine for me. Huh? I've been putting together my Labo kit.
Ooh, yeah. It's
so much fun.
And that
little
Labo.
Cardboard toys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Labo. What the fuck is Labo?
Yeah, explain what Labo is to everybody.
Well, Nintendo made this awesome, cool, interesting thing where you just make little projects out of cardboard.
Oh, yeah, it's the cardboard box thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, here, make this house and then live in it. Or like,
No, you get this little critter. All right, honestly, if anyone who's played Labo is listening, that little critter is creepy because his eyeballs are also where his mouth is.
Whose is it?
Yeah, like and comment and share this podcast if you also think that creature is creepy.
Yeah, and if your eyes are also where your mouth is.
Yeah, like comment and share.
Literally, it's a hole on his face that has eyeballs, and then you feed him, and he shoves it into the same hole that his eyeballs are in.
I don't see a problem with this. That's how I eat.
It's unnerving. It's really not.
That's
it's not fun to watch, dude. Like,
I'm sorry. Are you making fun of me right now?
No.
That's how I eat.
This isn't about you. You asked me how I was doing.
Dude, you're right. I'm so
you
sorry.
Are. You're making this about you.
You're right. I am. I'm so selfish.
Anyway, it's a lot of fun. I really like the fishing one a lot. It's got retention with rubber bands and stuff. So when you actually reel it, like, pulls back for you. It's really super neat, dude.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
What's up, buddy?
How much is a Labo?
This is what I was going to actually talk about.
How much is a Labo, my friend?
Yeah, Rob.
$75.
$75 for cardboard and rubber bands?
For fucking cardboard
and rubber bands.
Nintendo
and microchips.
Is rolling in it right
now.
I'm
just laughing at you right now.
They're just like...
Honestly, like, listen to me right now and know this truthfully.
Truth?
Okay.
If they were to somehow... be like Egyptian style rulers and they were like, build this pyramid, and they would whip me to do this. If they could make that fun, I would do it for Nintendo.
Oh, wow. So you're telling me that
I'm into
think,
it.
Think,
I'm into the monetary, the monetary abuse, just everything. I love everything they do. It's so much fun.
I'm really
glad. You know what was fun to those slaves?
What?
Rob?
What?
Seeing their families when they got home. Because that was that's what was at risk. Okay.
Okay.
You know, most Egyptian slaves.
I digress. I love Nintendo stuff, and I would do. I'm gonna buy all their crap.
Yeah, you know, he's gonna buy that robot.
You know, let him. It makes him happy.
I will buy that.
Good. And you know what? We're gonna come over and play with it.
Nope.
I'm gonna come over.
Actually, no. You guys aren't allowed. You can't.
You let me play with your wiener like a joystick, but you won't let me play with your cardboard box and rubber bands.
I spent time on that. I was given this. But anyway, what's going on with you, Matt?
Yeah, Matt.
What's up?
I'm going to go see the Avengers tomorrow.
Wow.
Cool. You and millions of other people.
Wear one of those masks so you don't get sick.
You know what you should totally do? You know what you should wear, though? You should wear that new Venom mask, but instead of like doing it well, just come in your eyes. It's basically the same. Have you seen that new Venom? The new Venom still shots, Robert?
I sure have.
Does it look like his eyes are made out of cum?
My biggest issue is that I have a problem with going on Reddit.
Did you see the googly eye one?
Yeah.
No, the googly eye one fucking killed
They always just do goofy stuff and put like little voice clips in that just kind of get you right in the ribs.
Dude, I love that.
I'm a real big fan of anything Marvel. And so I'm really stoked for the new Venom.
You're so cute.
And I'm excited for Avengers tomorrow. because it's all coming together, guys.
If you tell me any spoilers, I'm gonna fucking kill you,
dude. I'll tell you.
I don't watch those movies.
I'll tell you a spoiler.
What? Spoil it.
Thanos gets the Infinity Gauntlet. Okay, picture this.
I'm picturing it.
He gets it.
Hey, wait.
He goes, I wish my penis was bigger. And then the moon, and then it happens.
His penis is bigger, and the moon.
And then he kills everybody with it.
You know what's really interesting? Moon
penis.
Is Thanos an alien?
Thanos is actually played by Melissa McCarthy.
Fucker.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Melissa McCarthy.
We were having dinner the other night. And he goes, Melissa McCarthy.
I was like, Melissa McCarthy is the wrong fat girl for Ghostbusters. It was a real hoot. You guys should have been there, but you weren't. So welcome to our private joke. Hey, you guys know Venom? Venom is from space.
Oh, yeah. He's a symbiote.
Okay. Whatever. We're talking about this week, aliens. Oh, Matt looks sad. He's sad because we think Venom looks like he has cum eyes.
He's got motherfucking cum eyes, baby.
Michael McDonald, get back here.
Sorry.
Hey, we're grasping at straws. And this week, Our little ditty is about aliens and what do they want?
Yeah, what the fuck do they want? What I want, Terry Crews.
Somehow that all worked. I liked it. Let's take a pause.
Vape pause. Stop. Collaborate and vape this. Smoke is back with a brand new vape pen.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
That's I'm going to control alt to yeet you out of my life.
Control alt to yeet. Dab on it.
So aliens, what do they want? In my opinion, I think that they just kind of left the car keys at home.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, watch the place where we're going on vacation.
Oh, yeah. That's
and then they came back and they were like, uh-oh.
Hey, you stupid monkeys. Here's a house key. Better not party while I'm gone or else.
They were like, hey, you just discovered fire. We could probably trust you with this.
Yeah, totally.
They came back thousands of years later.
Gee dang.
Yeah. All the house plants were
dead.
Son
of a bitch!
They're like, where's my favorite pet? Where's my dodo bird? And we're like.
And then they were also like, hey, yeah, what up with that ozone?
There used to be like a whole ozone. Excuse me.
What happened to that O3?
We used to
where that O3 at, bro?
Actually, you guys call it the ozone. We used to call it the whole zone because it used to be whole.
It used to be a fucking whole thing.
And now it's just the oh no zone.
Whoa, you went beyond that and it was space. So they were like, hey, that's the oh no zone.
There's no zone up there.
Yeah.
Oh no. They moved from the whole zone to the no zone.
We're all like,
they came back. It was the oh no zone.
No, wait. We got hairspray though. And get what? You can put a lighter in front of it and then fucking magic happens. And
they just look at us with their bald fucking heads and they're like, really? You're telling
now?
Me
now?
Like,
really?
I can have hair like 90s Tom Cruise. Is that what you're telling me right now? Like John Travolta from that fucking Pulp Fiction movie? No.
You mean the movie Pulp Fiction?
Yeah. What's that movie? It's like about like pulp and it's like nonfiction? No, it's fiction.
Oh.
But I love that. I love that idea.
The idea of it. What do you feel about it?
I fancy it.
Here's my one thing with it. I feel like if they did like leave us the keys of the house, because I have when me and my family used to go to vacation, when we went off, we would always leave this. We would always leave the house keys to this kid Colton. Don't worry, he's dead now. But that's actually
Thank
true.
Thank God.
That's actually true. He was tragic. It is tragic. But we leave the keys to Colton, and we came back, and he and some of his motherfucking little friends. Ended up trashing our house. They threw firecrackers everywhere and little poppers. And like the rug was burnt and the door was off its hinges. And that's what we did to this earth.
Yeah, we Coltoned this earth.
We Coltoned the fuck out of this earth.
God, my brother's name is Colton. And I just. Kind of want to punch my brother.
Was?
Is sorry, oh, God.
Dude. Yeah, you just worried me so hard.
I know you. So
I was like, did
well.
Your sorry, did your brother die? And you nonchalantly passed over it. You're like, yeah, he was. Now he's just named Dead Colton. I guess that's that other kid's name.
So what do you think that, like, all right, say that the aliens left us the keys and we Colton the whole thing.
We went Colton.
What do you think the first thing they would say when they came back would be?
The first thing we did was yell at Colton. Did they yell at us?
We just blame it.
It wasn't me, Colton. It was like no, down sorry. The street.
It was that guy over there.
It was that guy. It was. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, it was not me.
It wasn't us, the human race. It was those motherfucking tigers.
Those gosh darn dinosaurs.
The dinosaurs. We've been cleaning them up for 1,000 years. Those dinosaurs would not stop fucking.
65 million, actually.
65.
Yesterday.
Million years. Yesterday.
Yeah, it was actually happy anniversary.
Wow. Happy anniversary, dead dinosaurs.
Bye. Thank you for being oil.
Thank God they're gone. Thank you for being oil.
Oh my God, I would so watch a documentary that was called Bye, Thanks for Being Oil.
Bye, Thanks for Being Oil.
I'm pretty sure that would involve like Bush and 9/11. Though,
so. Like, and it would be fucking narrated by David Attenborough and Al Gore. So it'd be like, the avalanche makes it hard to find the oil. And Al Gore's like,
super cereal guy.
But if
I'm sorry, we can't do South Park.
If we use solar electricity, we'd be there by now.
That's a really good Al Gore.
Dude, thank you.
It sounded pandering, but on point.
I just really hope Al Gore is like, hey, that's a good Al Gore.
All right. Well, that's my opinion. How do you feel, Alex? What do you think aliens want from us?
Dude, you know what? You know what I think? Mm. I think that aliens want our sexy human bodies.
They want that pussy.
No, they just want the rectum.
They want that. They want that dick.
No, they also maybe they don't. Maybe
penis.
Maybe they're more into pegging.
They want them titties.
Ooh, actually, you probably do want. Honestly, like alien or not, you see some titties and you're like, yeah.
I want some motherfucking titties.
Get out,
Michael McDonald. No. Stop it.
I want a sexy. Stop.
Michael McDonald.
Does anyone have the beaten stick?
Michael
McDonald. Somebody get the spray bottle.
We'll get the stick.
Get the spray bottle.
So you think aliens want us
for our sexy bodies? Well, they want us because they say it's Renaissance painters.
Do they just want to sculpt us and paint us?
But didn't they just paint little naked babies all the time in the Renaissance?
Mostly. Yeah. So what? They want us for a sexy. Is
last,
that why?
Last episode, you talked about being sexually attracted to a baby. This episode, you're getting dangerously close again. But maybe they do want to paint us naked. I can imagine me being painted naked, and it is not pleasant for a lot of people. But for me, it's sexually arousing.
It's a lot of red.
Yeah, it's a lot of red, white, and pink. You know, those are my main colors as a ginger.
So why do they want to? Our giblets.
Because those motherfuckers, they want our giblets. They want our goblets of fire.
Our dirty bits, our chambers of secrets.
Our little nuggets.
They want our McDonald's McNuggets and fish burritos because.
Dude, tell us, sorry, fish burritos broke me.
Tell us why they want to go ass and balls first on our bodies.
Yeah, because, well, it's because they can't reproduce themselves, you see.
Well, how did they get to that point?
Because the white ones, those are the ones in charge. And I'm so sorry, everybody.
Dude, you can't even generalize.
Aliens are still like that. So yeah, they're called like the great white ones. They're the ones in charge, and they can't breathe.
That's sharks. You're thinking of the sharks.
No,
white shark. That's a thing.
You're a motherfucker.
It is in Jaws.
Oh, it's the tall white ones. You're right. It's the tall white ones. It is.
But isn't there gray ones?
Go ahead and give it a. Yeah, they made the grays.
They made
them. Okay, I'm just going to do this real quick. It's not going to be funny, but it's what I legitimately believe.
Let us hear it.
The tall whites made the grays. We don't talk to the tall whites because they're too good for us. Like, they're essentially God. Mm-hmm, but they made the grays, and the grays are the ones who communicate with us, our presidents, our military. They're the ones who also live underground in bases that we've established.
They sound real nice.
Dude, they're not.
Oh.
They're not really nice.
I jumped the gun.
Yeah.
Why aren't they nice?
Dude, you wouldn't be nice too if you because grays are synthetically made. They're not like birthed. They're basically biologically engineered to be robot alien slaves to the tall whites.
They're cyborgs.
Yeah, more or less they're cyborgs.
What about the orcs that they made in the Lord of the Rings.
Orcs and the Orc-hi?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, kind of like that. Totally,
where
yeah.
they just kind of use their own thing and kind of make them dumber, but they're really good at what they do.
Dude, yeah, yeah. Like, you don't fuck with the Greys. But the Greys are all just Token from South Park?
No.
Stop making South Park references.
J.R.R. Token.
Oh, yeah, Tolkien.
It's
not
Token.
I'm sorry, I heard Token, and I thought you were talking about the black kid from South Park.
I say Token, you say...
Tolkien. Tolkien. There's an L in it. Tolkien.
Gee, dang.
Tolkien.
It's Tolkien. Not
okay, we did it. Yes, but basically, like, the and that's...
J.R.R. Token.
But they, like, they sent the Greys down.
Dude, it was just 420, by the way.
Dab on it. Hey, we all got to dab on it real quick, okay?
Okay, 1, 2, 3, dab.
All right, we're done, sis.
Good job yeeting, right, everybody.
Keep it up.
And then, essentially, the tall whites can't breed anymore, and they're just like, you know what? You know what humans love to do? They love killing each other, and they love fucking each other.
They also make stupid podcasts.
Yeah, they do. And, I mean, this is one of those. Either one of those two things is going to happen after those
podcasts.
Is
that breaking the fourth wall?
No. There's no fourth wall in a podcast.
Hey, you listening.
Chance.
Hey.
Hey, Chance Hibbs. H-I-B-B-S. Love you.
So the Greys can't breed.
The tall whites can't breed.
The goddamn whites and their privilege of not being able to breed.
How dare they?
White privilege. And so they made the Greys come down here.
And the Greys made a deal with Eisenhower back in the 50s. And
what was that? What was that deal called?
I can't fucking remember.
Project. Was it? I feel like it was Project something.
It
was
Dude, Google it while you want.
Hey, you got a computer, Robert.
Yeah.
You can
Google it if you want. I'll keep talking about
look
it.
Look up Eisenhower sex scandal.
No, not sex scandal. Look up Eisenhower aliens.
Sex scandal.
Yeah. Okay.
It'll work.
But I forget what the accord is called, but basically it's like saying, hey, you're going to give us Wi-Fi and vibrators, and we're going to give you people's buttholes. And the aliens, the Greys, were like, totally.
Absolutely.
Because that's all they wanted. First of all, they're sexually attracted to us.
Are they?
Dude, wouldn't you be?
I don't know.
Dude, okay, all I'm saying is like...
I feel like they would look at this.
Take and everything would, you know... Sorry, what are you saying?
I was just going to say, I think they would look at this and they go, that's a lot of hair.
Dude, you'd still be sexy to me. Like, they don't have any hair. What if they're into hair?
Well, I mean, if they're into hair, then we would be very sexy.
Have they seen gorillas?
Oh, fuck.
What if they're more sexually attracted to gorillas?
This brings up a really...
That's how humans got made. Oh, I'm so sorry, everybody.
We just made a discovery.
We just discovered
the reasons. I Googled it and I couldn't find nothing.
Dude, it's okay. I can't remember
nothing on Eisenhower's sex scandal? Are you kidding me?
Oh, man. Look up Eisenhower naked photos XXX. Turn off Google Say Search.
I don't have to because I'm using OneDot now. So.
Oh, I use DuckDuckGo. Yeah.
Eisenhower, more like Lion Coward. Am I right, guys?
No.
Because he...
Don't.
He
don't
made that dirty deal and gave our butts away to aliens.
We have Wi-Fi now, and I personally like butt stuff.
I appreciate Wi-Fi, but you know what?
What? What, Matt? What?
No, I don't have anything to say about it.
God damn
it. Yeah, I like Wi-Fi. Cool. Yeah, I like Wi-Fi. Okay, we gave up our butts for Wi-Fi. That's a fair deal.
And the G-spot is in the butthole, so like...
For guys it is. For women, girls, it's not. They don't like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, women don't have G-spots. Women just genetically cannot come. Women cannot orgasm, so...
They can't.
Yeah, only men can. So don't try. So guys... Guys, I know that we're not this kind of podcast, but we're going to give you a little bit of dating advice.
We might
transition.
If this works well.
Here's a little bit of dating advice.
I can't imagine it wouldn't.
Women don't orgasm.
They don't.
Come as quickly as possible. They actually have zero feeling in their vagina.
It's a void.
Yeah. It's not even good for them.
Yeah, they're wondering, they're like, oh, when can I watch the new episode of Roseanne, you know?
How do you feel about aliens?
Yeah, what do you
want? What do they want from us, dude?
What do they want from you specifically, man?
What do they want from me? Yeah. Oh, fuck. I don't know. I hope they don't want a
specifically.
Lot.
Specifically.
I know, but I know, just actually, what do you think I know they want something from him specifically.
I just hope it's not a lot, because I can't live up to expectations.
It's just your butthole.
I don't know, I feel like...
Is your butthole a lot?
I mean, I feel like it's enough.
I fucking hope it's enough.
Am I enough for you?
You damn alien!
Oh, he just wants to feel love.
Now, what if I put this sexy aluminum cone hat on? Will you love me? Fucking alien.
I will. I'll love you if you put an aluminum cone
hat on. I'm so missing your point.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you want?
It's not really my point. I mean, like,
If
an alien wants to sex me up, then, like, whatever.
Just, like, find me on Tinder.
Do you have any opinion on what they want from us?
I think, if anything, they want us to stop doing what we're doing now, which is fucking up.
Oh, God.
So they flew by, right? Mm-hmm. And they were like, hey,
they flew by, and then they put the brakes on, and then they reversed. They did a double take. They're like,
you need. So you're saying that they feel that they need to help us be more environmentally conscious, and yeah, they want to help us. They want to help us make this planet better.
They want us to be all that we can be, boy.
Okay. I like that. I actually do like that. I think that's a neat idea.
I really hope it's true, you know?
I mean, your idea contradicts mine, because my opinion is that they locked this down.
They already have us.
And they left us the keys, and you're saying, well,
they came later.
Yeah, and they were like, whoa, you see these idiots? What are they doing with burning coal?
What are they trying to do? Mine into the depths of the Yellowstone National Park to try to ease the pressure of the big caldera? Because that's a good fucking idea.
Don't those idiots know if they dig deep enough, they're going to find Beelzebub?
This is one big Pacific Rim.
Beelzebub.
I mean,
dude, if Pacific Rim came, I would love it. I would love it.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry. I know, but I would love it.
Terrible movie.
Isn't it Beelzebub? Am I saying it wrong?
Dude, I don't think you can ever say Beelzebub wrong.
Let's listen to Bohemian Rhapsody and we'll find out. Hey, quick break.
Dude, you fuck you. We don't get
it. And we're back.
You're the asshole who said that Pacific Rim wasn't a good movie.
I hate that movie.
Dude, I don't even know if we can be friends anymore after this. We can. I love you guys.
Come on. I have to pee.
Okay, well, go ahead and go pee, man. We're going to riff on you.
Okay, so we're doing a new thing. I'm writing a theme song right now for when Robert has to go pee.
Let me sing something for it real quick.
Okay, give me some inspiration.
Let me see if you want to use it. Rob done gone to the party. Rob done gone to the party. Yeet. Rob done gone to the party. Hopefully he washes his hands.
Yeet, yeet.
I love it.
There we go.
I love it.
I think we got it, guys.
Yeah, we did it. I think I made up that tune myself.
You did.
Yeah.
That was all.
No, I made that up. I made that up because you can't hear what Robert just said. I can't believe I'm such a musical genius. Let me try something. Let me try another thing. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Ready? Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Nice, nice baby. It's going to be called Nice, Nice Baby.
Oh, yeah, because you're like...
Because it's about how nice babies are.
They're super soft and smell good.
Yeah, well, you know, and they make really good footballs.
Yeah, they remind us of innocence.
Mm-hmm. I bet they're tasty. Does that worry you that I said that?
I mean, I just sighed into the mic dramatically, so... You're cutting in and out.
No?
I'm sorry?
So it didn't bother you?
Are you in a tunnel?
Tunnel. Don't.
Hey, Rob's back.
Wait. My butt.
Get out of the tunnel, Alex.
I'm sorry. I was driving.
What are you doing in a tunnel in the middle of a podcast, you idiot?
I'm sorry. I just love tunnels so much.
Get back here.
I'm back from the tunnel. Rob is back from the party.
Okay, I'm done. Keep going.
Rob is back from the party.
That's just a mock-up. Let's go to the lobby.
Rob is back from the party, and he's ruining my joke. Did you wash your hands?
No.
Dude, I wouldn't know either.
Oh, come on.
Dude, I dare you to touch Matt right now. You didn't ruin my joke.
I'm
going
to have to take Sani wipes to all my audio equipment.
I doubt that.
Hey, Robert, which hand do you use to hold your penis when you pee?
None.
Oh, my God.
Do aliens have penises?
You're the one. You're the one.
Guys?
You use your... Not your hand. Guys, sorry, do penises have aliens?
Yeah.
Do penises have aliens?
That was so worth the wait.
Do you think other aliens get good dental care?
I feel like they're on a really good plan.
You think they have like good plans?
They have
you think,
a good plan.
Dude, if they are on universal health care, then it literally means a whole other thing for them.
Absolutely. Okay. They have to be on a universal plan.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, because it's like universal.
Because they're in the universe.
Holy they're in the shit. Fucking universe, Ooh. Dude.
I want to see an alien Allstate ad.
I want to see
that would be dope as hell.
I want to see an alien Can Bernie like, Sanders.
He's like,
then, you've already seen Bernie
I'm
Sanders.
Sick and tired of your goddamn.
It's like some alien garb. Yeah. I don't know. It's like the translator broken and out.
Dude, right it seems like you're doing like slippery pimples or whatever from
Shrimply Pipples.
Shrimply Pipples from Rick and
Name
Morty.
Name drop. Stop. Yeah, it's a rip roll.
Rickroll?
I don't want to get sued, so let's not use like that's content. Like I think
we can reference it.
Yeah, we can definitely reference Rick and Morty. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, we can reference okay. it. And let's talk about. I really want to talk about where you're coming from, though, okay. Robert, because yeah. I love the idea that they like left us the keys to the house, All right. Then Coltoned up the place.
All right, I'm gonna have to level with you guys,
dude. Level
and
with me.
We need to find a certain. Point where they left the keys. So where did the aliens just say, "Hey, watch the place,
dude"?
I have no opinion left or right, but I want you guys to paint me the picture. Like, at what point where they were like, "Okay, we'll see you guys."
Like, oh, they
was
came
it,
here.
Was it the Mesozoic think? Era?
Dude, oh, I don't know what the fucking eras are. Know. Yeah. I know the 70s is about as far back as I go.
Okay.
Because it scares me. All past right.
Then. Well, then, that was that then
smelly area.
Feed the racism.
Feed oh, me yeah. the information. Tell me at what point did the alien just say,
dude, I'll
hey,
tell you.
We're going to bounce for a minute. Watch the place.
It was the it was when aliens fucked monkeys era. And then they,
I'm tell you.
And the offspring.
That's
was,
what I'm saying. That's what I'm
Neanderthals.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying
so
we're like Homo erectus turned into like Homo sapiens.
Shut up,
dude. I'm gonna fuck you with my Homo erectus. I mean, I'm saying that's what
I'm gonna put a boyoying in there.
Oh, boy, yoying.
Are you saying the aliens were just like penetration and change your location?
Homo erectus.
Nice, dude. Yeah, they definitely. Dude, those are the guys who originated the phrase come and go.
They hit it and quit it?
Okay. Dude. All right. I like this. This, yeah. is, this let's wrap it
up. Are
in.
You telling me they split it and split it?
Dude, they dripped and dipped.
All right. Do we have any other ones?
I have a.
Oh, I got one.
Matt's got like 100.
I got one. I got
dude,
one.
Dude, I got even more.
Don't
dude, they,
even
worry. Say one. Say one, Robert.
They splat and scat, dude.
Ooh. They dove and drove.
He's literally looking.
Dude, you better not fucking sudden. Look it up, Matt.
He touched her cooter, then called an Uber. Paint that face and left that place. Ruin the sheets that hit
oh,
the
I got
streets.
One. I got one. You're reading these off a fucking thing right now, so you sound really. But I'm actually thinking so these many. In my head. He came on her tits, but left no tip.
That. Ooh.
Yeah.
He should have at least 20%.
At least 20% tip. How much is 20% of two boobies?
This is my favorite. Shoop the jizz and out you is. That's like a
what
mantra.
What the fuck did you Google to find these?
No, I
you
was,
did it
I
so
was,
quick.
I set up a picture.
It's one of those memes that Robert sent me. That's, rape and escape. Ooh, that's a bad one.
That's a bad one.
Don't read that aloud. But what?
Drop it.
I think, that's more, I think that's actually more accurate to what they did, though.
No.
They probably do, because like the monkeys didn't give any consent towards that. They were like.
Dude, you don't know that. Haven't you seen Dawn of the Planet of the Apes? Or like Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Or
You're telling
War
me
the
they
Planet
just
the
sat there and opened
you know,
up
like,
their goddamn
when,
legs to aliens?
Do you know like when Caesar beats Koba in a fight and then Koba like leans down and then like
I've he never gives seen these movies. Let me.
Do you want me to paint you a picture?
Paint me a picture.
Okay, please. So in these movies, the main monkey is named Caesar. And at one point, he's like he's taken to this kind of like animal sanctuary place mm-hmm. where there's another monkey there who's like the big bitch. That
is James
name,
Franco there?
Yes. Well, no, he's just in the movie, but he's not there specifically till later.
Rats.
But and he goes into this place where the main bitch monkey's name is Koba, and eventually Koba and Caesar fight, and Caesar beats the shit out of him, and so it's like a sign of respect, like Koba bends down and like like looks down at his feet and offers his palm up to him, and Caesar like rubs his fingers on his palm to show like, hey, you in my crew now, bitch.
Dang, cool.
Yeah, it's so like I'm saying that's probably what the aliens did to the monkeys. They wrestled them to the ground, the monkeys submitted, and then they fucked them good, and then they were like, let's see what happens.
That's exactly how that happened. I can.
That's 100%
accurate. By the way, hey, idea, real quick.
What's up?
We should have a segment in our podcast where we just recap movies, because that's what we do in like almost.
That's true. We did that in Chappie.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
So next time we're talking about like.
We'll be like, here's the movie recap.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Nope.
Gonna work on it.
Movies are lame.
We're gonna work on it.
All right.
I love you so
check,
much.
Check this out.
Dude, I checked it out. I'm checking it.
We're on my subject, correct?
Right, yes. Okay. So we're back. This is after the Neanderthals.
I'm thinking where we transitioned.
You guys gave me a time period.
Where we like transitioned into like Homo sapiens. So I think like 2015 million years ago. I swear, if you laugh at the word homo...
No, you said 2015. I was like,
like 3 years like, ago when we transitioned.
I was like,
so like 20
dang,
million years ago when we turned into Homo sapiens. Yeah, they were like, look at these clever motherfuckers. They have fire.
Yep.
They draw elephants on walls. We can leave them alone with the place. You know, they're not gonna do too much.
We're like, they came here. Wait, did they come here and that was their job?
Did they
come here to make us? Was that like their thing? Or did they just,
no,
they just looked at us and they were like, I can't help myself.
I would love to believe that there is a higher society.
Ooh.
You know?
Of aliens?
Like marijuana?
Yeah, like of aliens.
Oh, sorry. Goes around, I got distracted.
And they like kind of survey planets.
Okay.
Dude, are you talking about some like Mass Effect real shit right now?
No.
I love Mass Effect.
No.
He's the only human.
Trash. But
that's a fair opinion of Mass Effect.
Trash. I would like to believe that, you know, they search for higher intelligence. And also at the same end, the ones that started here, you know, that kind of let me focus. That there are these crews of aliens that go to places and start a hierarchy. Like, you know, okay, we're just going to plant this one seed here. And all of a sudden there's oxygen.
But
then there's new things.
You're talking about terraforming.
Like, pretty much. That they have this idea of finding these planets that are just...
ugh, shit.
Planets. Blank landscapes.
Blank slate.
Blank Baron, slates. There we go.
And then, Baron and then they go around, and they're like, "All right, we're gonna wait and see,
mm-hmm.
and see what the hell happens."
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Okay, so
oh, and they fucked up.
They
with
did
those.
That. They did that for us.
They
and
just came in our oceans.
Yeah,
they just.
Why not?
Okay. So you're telling me? So here's basically split what I'm difference. Pulling out of your. What I'm pulling out of what you're saying right now is that they came here when we were just a rock. They terraformed it. They left.
Well,
they came back. They were like, look at those sexy monkeys.
They couldn't have completely terraformed it. I mean, you can't just go, hey, I'm going to throw a seed on a whole water planet.
You should turn your phone on vibrate.
Done and done.
Cool.
Thank you. But yes, you're grasping the general idea of what I'm saying.
Do you think they knew that they would be so sexually attracted to apes when they came back?
I'm really...
Let me ask you this.
I'm trying to, like...
Let me ask
because you. I didn't know I would be so sexually attracted to apes. But I watched Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and I was like, yeah.
Probably.
It's because they...
Where's my Lubriderm?
I'm sorry, Matt. What were you saying?
No, that's where I was going with this.
So
I'm glad we all met up on that.
They came back and they were like, God damn, look at these hairy little monkeys. Mm. And then they came back a few thousand years later and they're like, good damn, look at these hairless little monkeys.
Ooh.
They're like, I thought I liked hairy monkeys, but these hairless ones are even better. They're slick. They're slick like oil that dinosaurs are now, but we won't discover for thousands of years. Thanks, dinosaurs.
Thank you for this is, for being loyal.
This is getting so weird. All right. So, let's recap. My idea was that they, at this point,
they came here started. And they fucked us.
They basically got. They came in our oceans, and now we have
us. Dang, man.
We got barking spiders in here. Sorry.
I'm so sorry. Farted so loud.
Who stepped on the duck?
I hope the mic picked that up.
Dude, I heard it in my fucking head.
Yeah, I did.
There we go.
All right. So that's staying in the podcast. They came here and started us off. And then they were like, hold the keys.
Mm-hmm. I like how you just like, you people can't see it right now because this
basically
is an audio.
Yeeted them the
but
keys.
He was like, here's the keys. And then he like threw them over his head. Like
Yeah.
Like he's some kind of NBA superstar.
No, that's like how cool people he's throw like, keys he's like, to other people. They're walking away. They're like, take care of the place.
Right.
And then
you're one
just,
of the characters of the Rat Pack. You're just like, or wait, Brat Pack. Sorry. I have to get that right.
Oh, you're talking about the Bratz? The Bratz dolls?
The 80s Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm
scooping while you're pooping. Yeah.
Be Judd Apatow. Sorry.
No, yeah, well, it's Judd Nelson. Don't you fuck up my planet.
And we did.
Yeah, he throws the keys over his head majestically.
And then as I'm leaving it.
Freeze frame.
Freeze frame. For sure.
That's exactly what happened, actually. Aliens left, like, Judd
Nelson?
What's his name?
Judd Apatow?
Judd Nelson?
That's his name.
Oh. No, not, it's not Judd Apatow.
Is it Judd Nelson?
I think it's Judd Nelson.
One of those Judds.
Well, Judd Nelson is the street tough.
Well, Judd's a stupid name, so whatever.
Yeah. Have you, like, actually, you know what? Just for a second, though, Judd is not a good name. What is it short for something? That somebody was just
Jedediah.
Was somebody just
Jedediah?
Look at this.
Jedediah.
I know it's
Judd. But you just call it Judd.
It's Jedediah. But, like, back to my thing for one second. Like, I love your thing.
Yeah.
I love your thing.
But
I don't
it's
think
stupid.
It sounds like
it's not stupid. No,
it's not stupid. Because I love the idea.
Logical to you.
You're like,
honestly, too. Like,
you're like, well, because where you're coming from is like one of my favorite ideas of it, which is like aliens like started life on Earth and they've been observing us ever since, like similar to how we like build zoos and observe animals.
It's a very popular belief among people.
No, I love that. And I think that it's very possible. I think that it's very possible. Mm-hmm. I personally think that aliens didn't come till much later. I think life on planet Earth started just randomly. Whereas, but they came much later and they were like,
I got a need.
They were like, ooh, look at those. They're like hairless like us, but they have a little bit of hair. And then they have those weird. I imagine that like aliens have, you guys have seen Avatar, right? Not the last Airbender, but the one with the blue ones where they use their ponytails to have sex with each other and also the animals.
Ooh, yeah. I love that.
They have like ponytails like that. Well, maybe not ponytails, but they're like, look at those sexy creatures with their big titties and their fat cocks. And they're like, we need to find a way to get inside that rectum. Oh, I know. Eisenhower's an idiot.
Yeah.
And they were like, Eisenhower's a fucking idiot. And they came down and they were like, we promise that in 70 years, you can find all the porn you want.
Dude, I got a good scenario for this. So
drop it.
They come down. Mm-hmm. They know that Eisenhower is like this guy, right?
He's like an idiot, but he's the president.
But they hang with me. They teleport into his bedroom at night.
I love it.
They flip on his lights and they shake him awake. They're like, what's up, I?
Hey.
What's going on, bud?
Hey, Ike.
At first, they're like, boo! And he's like, ha!
Ah, ha, ha.
No, no, no. He's like, oh, shut up.
I'm the president.
And he's like, what?
They're like, hey, we know.
Hey, you guys got my attention. What's going on? Check out my dope sleeping cap. But
check out my fire mixtape.
Yeah. And they're like, hey, man. Maybe you can make it so maybe we could put our little alien phalluses into maybe your guys' little rectums.
But a few buttholes every year.
Why don't you put your penises in each other though? Why do you have to use our humans?
We don't have penises, Eisenhower. We have these weird tales from like this movie Avatar. You haven't seen Avatar.
What?
Nor will you ever.
Movie?
Yeah. He would definitely be like the alien talking to Eisenhower, would be like, well, I mean, if you got if all of you have those mustaches, we're not really interested. But we've seen some of the hairless ones, and we like
the hairless ones. Yeah. And we also like the ones who don't want it.
I also like the hairless ones, too. And that's how they bonded right there.
Because Eisenhower was also like, oh, yeah, I like clean-shaven pussies. And
they're like,
the aliens were like, I don't know what that is, but sure. But okay.
They're like,
you mean like a cat?
They're like, as long as it has no hair. Because we had a past.
No hair down there.
We had a past with a lot of hair.
Claire.
But that's not what they say. Eclair, like the donut.
Eclair.
Oh my god!
It's a
just
tasty treat.
Seeing aliens in like the White House, just like, hi bud, can we fuck your species?
Like, hey buddy, here's the thing.
He's just like, I don't know.
Here's the thing, guys. Eisenhower, and Eisenhower's like, what? He's like, you fucking sick of heating up your potatoes in an oven? He's like,
oh god,
he's like, he's like, yeah,
moist at the end of it.
You ever heard of microwaves?
What the fuck is that?
It does it in minutes. Does it in minutes, Ike? And he's like, yeah, take as many buttholes as you want. Give me the ability to heat up my wife's dinner from last night in under 2.5 minutes, and you can have all the buttholes you need.
Well, listen here. Hower, you mind if we call you Hower?
Do it.
Howie?
Howie? What the fuck is Eisenhower's first name?
I don't know. We're going to call him Howie, though.
Howie Eisenhower.
Listen here, Howie.
Dumb millennials.
Yeah, we know his last name.
Let me tell you this. Dunn
I want to say it's Arnold,
Dunner.
But I know that's not right. Dunn and Dunner.
You got microwaves, and we're going to give you this awesome thing called Wi-Fi.
Yeah, in like 40 years, you're going to have the internet, and you're going to be able to see so many boobies. But then 20 years after that, you're going to be able to see so many more.
Ooh, yeah.
Because dial-up.
And VR.
Oh, yeah, VR boobies.
At this point, I feel bad for those aliens.
You think they got the short end of the stick?
They're going to have so much clout on their knuckles, you know? They're going to have to scrape that shit off. Like a fisherman's knuckle. They'd be fucking us so hard and deep.
Oh, my fucking God.
You know?
They're like, oh, I got all this.
We're one of the less fortunate ones that got fucking train wrecked.
Yeah, they come in and they're like, how's your day, Glark? And he's like, not good. I got all this anus residue on my knuckles. He's like, that's why I go up to my wrist.
Eisenhower said we gotta fuck 100 of these dudes a month.
And
you gotta meet our quotas. Shit.
And we can't kill them, but sometimes we kill them.
Oh my god, alien rectal police. We gotta just meet our quotas.
Sorry guys, it's the end of the month. I'm actually gonna have to probe you 4 times.
We gotta get extra.
We're gonna get what we want on the first one. But we're going to have to do it 4 times. And if it was me, you know what I'd say?
Okay. Scrape me like a fisherman's knuckle.
Here's the thing, is that I bet that I 100% believe that aliens will not abduct me because I want it and I like butt stuff.
Dude,
it's my fucking dream come true.
You need to reverse psychology that bullshit.
It's my fucking dream come true.
I hate aliens.
I'll be like, every night before I go to bed, I'm like, oh, I really hope that an alien doesn't abduct me and put stuff in my butt.
That'd be the worst thing that happened right now.
Yeah,
aliens.
I'll be like, that'd be the worst. Meanwhile, under my pillow, my fingers are crossed, and I'm like, that happens.
That's treachery.
Dude, every time I make a wish, I either wish for my girlfriend to have a good day, or I wish for aliens to abduct me and put stuff in my butt.
You're gonna put butt in your stuff.
Michael McDonald!
I'm gonna put the stuff in your butt.
Michael McDonald, I wanted you to put the stuff in my butt all episode.
Well, you're gonna get it, baby.
Thank you. Thank you, MM.
All right, see you guys later.
I love that.
Michael McDonald, I like to call him
MM.
I like to call him MNM.
Hey, guys.
Oh, it's just Matt.
Sorry, I keep blacking out.
It's weird. Are you going into these dissociative states?
All right. So, yeah, we've ran through mine and Alex's.
I think this is
feeling?
The... You got anything you want to say?
You think the aliens want to save us?
Michael McDonald.
What's that?
Does Michael McDonald have an opinion?
Who's that?
Michael McDonald. You know, hey, look at my fingers. Look at this. Look at me. Not trying to hypnotize you right now. Not trying to hypnotize you.
What's up, baby?
Oh, here he is. There he is. Thank you, man. Michael McDonald, do you like aliens?
You goddamn right I do.
What do you think they want from us, Eminem?
I'm sorry to laugh at that joke.
Don't be sorry. You're beautiful, Eminem. What are
God damn it.
What do they want? What do they want, Mikey?
They want to save us from ourselves.
What did we do?
We got the bad stuff in the air. Our ozone is disappearing.
Oh, the oh-no-zone.
The oh-no-zone.
Mmm. You think they want your sweet, sweet chords, Michael McDonald?
They can't get any of this.
Ooh, it's like, they've tried before. Have they ever abducted you? Did you ever get abducted before?
And I said, no, 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 baby.
Did that work?
Hey, Michael, when was the last time you won anything ever? You got an Emmy under your belt or something?
What about a Grammy? What about a Tony? What about a Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Award?
You guys
oh my suck. God, Michael McDonald at the Kids' Choice Awards.
Give me that sweet goo.
That's not how I sound.
He's right, it's not how I sound. But Michael McDonald, have you been abducted by aliens?
I'm leaving.
Oh God.
Bye.
Oh shit, that means Matt's coming back. Okay. He was good to talk to you though.
Yeah, he was fun.
He's got beautiful bars.
What's up, guys?
Oh,
what up?
It's fucking Matt. All right, Matt. Well, I mean, you know, you have any opinions about aliens?
Oh, yeah. No, oh, sweet. Like, sweet. They came here and they were like, hey, you guys are really fucking this up.
Look at That's this. That's true. Look so you basically with Robert.
Look at this shithole.
We fucked it up. We Colton this house down.
Look at this trash. No.
Our opinions differ because I think that they started this.
Yeah, they started this. Now they're finishing it, in my opinion.
They started it and are finishing it.
Earth is already as it is, and they flew by, and they're like, hold up. Those dudes need some goddamn work.
They come down, and you know what the first thing they said? Y'all motherfuckers need Jesus.
Yep. And that's what happened. That's how God was created.
Alien was a Jesus. Jesus was an alien. It all comes. Why do I keep doing that? Why do I keep saying one word before I keep saying the other word?
Dude, you need to stop.
Dude, you know what else I need to do?
What?
Stop, drop, and roll because I'm on fire right now.
But I feel like they came here because they. Okay. What's like the first like popular alien? Shit. Goddamn pop filter. Goddamn. Shit.
Popular alien.
What's up? What was the first popular alien story that you guys know of?
Probably Independence Day.
I mean, honestly. Further back. I mean, when I was growing further up, back. The first, like, real, like, in world, not just, you know, in science fiction and stuff that I read,
mm-hmm.
was the whole Area 51 thing. That was,
are you talking about Roswell? Are you talking about War of the Worlds?
I'm talking about Roswell, yeah, guys.
Roswell, New Mexico. Yeah.
That's okay. Like the most grounded.
You were kind of there.
That's the most grounded.
Area 51 is a sham.
Sci-fi story that I had heard that I was like, oh my God, is that real? Because it was like, it wasn't a movie. It wasn't pop culture.
Yeah, it wasn't.
So that was
fucking newspapers
that
and
was
shit.
Like fucking... In the 1940s, yeah. Seven, I think, something like that. So when we were creating the atom bomb.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, sure.
But that dang old guy, Oppenheimer, or
yeah,
whatever
fucking,
the fuck is.
Fucking Adam. Adam Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Making the atom bomb.
Or as I like to call him, Jaime.
Jaime. Yeah.
Jaime.
You know who else I like to call Jaime?
Hmm.
My wiener.
Jaime.
Jaime.
But they were like, oh, shit. They're going to fucking kill themselves.
And they're so right.
We're going to step in and we're going to help them be like, hey, guys, there are other ways around this. And we're going to interject and we're going to create this little thing called the UN.
And you think the aliens made the United Nations?
Yeah, well, absolutely they did.
Dude, then they're hella on our side.
They are. They wanted to go, we need it. It's kind of like saying they need some Jesus, but it's like, they need some government.
Y'all motherfuckers need some United Nations.
Exactly.
They need regulation.
They did. We did.
Yeah, we were out of control.
We were out of control.
Out of control.
Look, guys, we need you in a progression where you start like looking at porn and making things called podcasts.
Yeah,
porn and you're more. Never gonna get there if you're just nuking each other.
Porn more, killing less. Podcast more.
Porn more.
Porn more.
Porn.
Yep. Podcast more.
Mm-hmm.
Less killing each other.
Exactly.
More masturbating.
Yep. Making love. Making oh, and that's how ours work together. They're like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, because they want us for our sexy fucking bodies. They want to make dang dirty love to us. They look, exactly. They like that BDSM.
Yeah, and if we're fucking killing each other, we're not going to be able to give our butts to them.
Yeah, if we're like, hey, sorry, we're in the middle of this tragic war where all of us are dying right now. I don't want you to tie me up and put stuff up my butt. They're going to be like, oh, well, then I'm not into this.
Yeah. Classic.
Classic. BDSM. I think this is good.
I think we're tying it together.
I think we've all learned one very important lesson today.
You know what? How about all three of ours work together? Okay? They come here. They have sex with us. They have sex with the monkeys.
Nope. You're a knucklehead. Don't even.
Ooh.
Excuse me.
You know what?
Good point here.
Dude, keep making your point. I'm listening.
Okay. They have sex with us. They make us, right?
They make us. They have sex with the monkeys. They make us.
Don't. Right, right.
We weren't even born.
Right.
When I was talking about it. Like, they come in rivers at that point.
Right, yeah, they just spread.
There's no existing life.
Mm-hmm.
Knucklehead.
See, they come in, they start this life on this planet.
Yeah, they give the keys to us, they go, hey.
No, they give the keys to us later.
Okay, they give a little bit later.
Quite a bit later.
Okay, evolution, okay. In the grand scheme of things, probably, yes. Yeah.
Ask me about how I think the Grand Canyon was created.
How do you think the Grand Canyon was created, Robert?
Anal.
He's probably right.
Probably.
God damn Continue. It. I can't even argue. Fuck.
But anyway, millions of years later, once we're like, hey, we got a fire and stuff, they give the keys to us and they're like, hold on one second. We gotta go to Alpha Centauri. Oh, we'll be back.
Yeah.
You just fucking.
Just watch this shit.
Hold the fort down.
We'll be back.
If you're listening from Alpha Centauri, like, keep it up.
We'll be back in like 25 million years.
Yeah. And we're like, got it.
And we're like, we'll keep it safe.
Yep.
And then they came back. We killed most of their pets.
They come back and they're like, Skr! And they like break past our planet. And they're like, holy shit, what are they doing?
They're like, oh my God, I thought it was the other one.
That's not even an ozone no more. That's a no zone.
So they got to come down. They come down and they're like, fuck. And they got to undo everything that we're doing. They're like, no. You got to stop. You got to stop.
Yeah.
So they start creating governments and the UN and they
assassinating czars.
Yep. And they start patching things up.
Those fucking czars.
They start patching those things up. And then finally they're like, all right, fuck, that stressed me out. And in the process, we lost our dicks.
The best thing to do for stress, fuck a butt.
Yeah, but they don't got no dicks.
So what do they use instead?
Us.
Their robot dicks.
That's true.
They use their dildos. They use the Grays, dildos, robot dicks to fuck our buttholes until our balls produce so much semen.
So much.
That we come all over and create the Grand Canyon.
Because of anal.
Can I say buckets?
Yeah, buckets. Buckets and buckets of semen.
So much
of that
semen.
of that love juice.
Mm.
Don't say after semen.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I did that.
Do you think unless you think semen is tasty, then stand by it.
I've never tried.
Do you eat a lot of pineapples? Do you eat a lot of pineapples and try it? I swear to God, you're still not gonna like it.
All right.
Thank you, women who suck dicks and swallow cum, and men too.
Oh yeah, they do that too.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I know it's off topic, but I just want to send a thank you. No, I love you, Matt. I love what you're coming up with.
I love you.
I think you know what?
I love you.
In this world where
you guys.
Where everything and anything is possible, I think all of our scenarios are correct.
They are. We're all right.
But mine is the most correct.
None of us have been disproven. So there's no real.
And they won't abduct me because I want it too fucking bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that is a solid fact. If I were an alien and I saw your resume, I'd be like, oh, dude.
Oh, this guy wants
resume. Objective.
Like, oh, my God. Jesus it's like the top, Christ.
The top part would have the basic information. Alex Miller, phone number, address, medical marijuana badge number, and then objective. fuck me in the butt with your alien penis.
See, this guy, I'm gonna have to, you know what?
He wants it too bad.
That's a hard pass.
Yeah, that's a hard pass for me as well. I just don't, you know, like.
Are you guys sure?
It's like, you gotta want it.
Can you tell me what I did wrong in this interview?
As an alien.
Yeah.
It's all about penetration.
Okay.
Change your location.
Oh, well, do it.
As an alien.
Yeah. You're an alien too?
As an alien.
Okay.
It's all about skeeting and yeeting.
Dude, okay? You better stop skeeting so much.
Blaze
unless
skeet.
It's in, unless it's hit in this, yeet, this human boy's butthole.
But you're beyond that, man.
Yeah, it's
because I want
like,
it too bad. Is it because I want it too bad?
Honestly, man, it's because you're a ginger. I didn't want to say.
Whoa!
I didn't
want to
say.
No!
I didn't want to say.
No!
I didn't want to be that. I didn't want to be that guy.
Fucking judging me by the content of my skin.
Well, we're aliens.
No,
so.
it's more or less like
my butthole looks bleached. I promise. It's not, but
like,
it looks bleached.
I would give you the business, and we'd wake up in the morning, and you'd be like, hey. When's this gonna happen again? I'd be like, oh.
I would. I'd be like,
here's my number.
Actually, it'd be more like you'd wake up.
Here's my number.
You'd be wake up and I'd be gone, and you'd be like, oh, thank God. And then I'd come with coffee and pancakes, and I'd be like, hey, sweetie.
You'd be like, oh. Okay. So here's the situation.
I'm not really looking for anything serious.
I've got a dentist appointment that I've really got to get to, and oh my God, look at the time. It's tooth hurty.
That's so weird because you don't even have any teeth.
Oh shit.
I know, because you sucked this dick good last night.
Oh, hey.
It felt like my grandma's blowjob.
I feel like we're really deriving into just saying, oh, hey, Matt, you suck dick. Hey, Alex, you suck.
Basically, at the end of the day.
Hey, you know what's so weird, though?
What?
We are the dick-sucking boys.
We are sure not. We should not stick.
So please make it stick.
I texted you guys in group asking who's going to see the movie last night, and you said the dick sucking boys, and I was like, God damn it.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Hashtag the dick sucking boys.
Dick sucking boys, DSB.
Tag us on Twitter and on Facebook.
Yeah, Twitter at Grasping Podcast.
And at dick sucking boys.
Yeah, you can tag me, Alex Miller, personally on Twitter or Instagram at OJ Fanfic.
You can hashtag me at trash. Don't listen to my trashy podcast.
Except do, because it's our podcast.
Yeah, it's our podcast.
They're listening to it right now.
Trash at trash.edu.
Okay, I think that's where we should leave it, guys.
Oh, yeah. This has been
the dick sucking boys.
And we've been talking about aliens.
We've been grasping at straws.
And talking about aliens.
Please.
All right, I'm Rob.
He's dick sucking boy number one. I'm Alex. Dick sucking boy number two.
And I'm dick sucking boy number three, Matt Herman.
Thank you guys so much. If you want to contact us on Twitter, like I said, our Twitter handle is Grasping Podcast. If you want to get us at Gmail, it's graspingatstrawspodcast@gmail.com. If you want to hit me up, it's at OJ Fanfic across the board. What are you at, Matt?
Facebook. Just look up my name.
Matt Sherman.
Madison Herman.
Nat Sherman.
Don't look up that. That's a cigarette. And you don't want that because that's bad for your health.
And Robert doesn't have any social media, so he's the only one protected from the government.
I'll find you guys.
All right.
If you're into it, I'm tiny flesh on most things.
Oh, yeah, he is. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Have a good night. Take care.
Be beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Kanye, you betrayed me.